Time is 8:09. We're still following emergency triple team traffic. Back to the traffic center with you, Andy Farnsworth.
And it has to do with that earlier closure of SR 201. It was blocked for almost 3 hours. Actually, it was over 3 hours between 56 West and Bangor. It's all open now. So if you're coming from Tooele County 201, you can take that all the way over to I-15 with little to no delays. Right now, the people who are feeling the residual effects are drivers in West Valley City. Both Bangor and 56th West are jammed up from almost 4100 South up to 201. Even 3200 West now has a few blocks of delay, and 35th South heading east slow for several blocks prior to Bangor Highway. Eric Butler.
I-15 is nice and good at normal speeds. That is at the speed limit this morning, as opposed to most weekday mornings. We don't have any delays the whole stretch from Point of the Mountain all the way to downtown. And down Utah County, I-15 also in great shape. Northbound, southbound, Redwood Road, State Street, all good. Alicia?
Well, we've still got some on and off slowing up near Willard Bay as you're heading southbound I-15. But once you get past up far west all the way down through Ogden and into Hill Air Force Base, running back at freeway speeds. And in fact, you're at freeway speeds all the way southbound I-15, clear through the north interchange. You won't slow down again until you hit about the 6 North area. You're going to see a little brake tapping heading into downtown. The advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit utahadvocates.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.